Hachette Audio presents When the Scoundrel Sins, written by Anna Harrington, read by Justine Eyre. Dedicated to Sarah Younger, who convinced me to write about the Carlyle brothers, and Brittany Papadopoulos, the little sister I always wanted. Special thanks to Michelle Biddlespock for being such a fabulous editor, to Jesse Pierce for putting up with my email requests, and to Maria Rose for naming the butler. Prologue. Mayfair, London, April 1816. Eyes widening, 18-year-old Annabel Green stepped back from Quinton Carlyle, against whose hard front she just so scandalously pressed herself. She brought her hand against her lips. Swollen, hot, wet. Oh, heavens, he'd been kissing her. Dear God, she'd let him. She bit back a groan of self-recrimination. Let! She'd practically jumped into the scoundrel's arms to be kissed. Annabel, he asked softly with concern. The noise from the Countess of St. James's crowded ball barely reached them beneath the thick rose bower at the rear of the garden, where dark shadows cocooned them together. She stared at him, for the life of her not knowing what to say. A few minutes ago, she'd slid out the library terrace door to escape the crush of the party, to take a short turn around the garden, to give herself a few minutes of peace when she wasn't the object of whispers and laughter from the other ladies at the ball who thought she was overreaching. She was only a lady's companion, after all, with no real right to wear silk and jewels or to dance with eligible gentlemen.